Dr. Mangia, MANGIA dictating report of consultation on patient Veronica Lowe, L-O-W-E, first name Veronica, date of birth 7/27/1989, referring physician Dr. Sally Ravchak, M-R-A-V-C-A-K, 127 Montgomery Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302. Dear Dr. Mravchak, M-R-A-V-C-A-K. Thank you for referring Ms. Veronica Lowe, L-O-W-E, for infectious disease evaluation. Period. New paragraph. As you know, patient is a 34-year-old female who was recently admitted to Hoboken University Hospital because of abdominal pelvic pain, period. She had been treated at Jersey City Medical Center with intravenous, then oral antibiotic therapy for an abscess in the pelvis, which was diagnosed back in 2023, August, period. She failed outpatient therapy with oral antibiotics. And on October 6th, she was admitted to Hoboken University Medical Center with severe abdominal pain and was found to have a pelvic abscess, period. Patient has a past medical history of endometriosis, fibroid uterus, and pelvic abscess. She denies any history of STDs, no history of hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, liver, cancer, or any other medical problems. Patient is 34 years old, has no children at this time. Surgical history, positive from multiple surgical procedures, including removal of cysts and fibroids. In the past, by Dr. Musha, M-U-S-H-A. In 2022, she had a fallopian tube removed at Englewood Hospital, presumably for tubo-ovarian abscess, period. Family history is positive for breast and cervical cancer, as well as prostate cancer. Medications, none. Social history, doesn't drink, smoke, or use intravenous drugs. Family history, as mentioned above, physical examination reveals a thin, well-nourished female, 5'7", 111 pounds, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 76, breast heart rate is 18, head normal, ears normal, nose normal, throat normal, lungs clear, heart is minus 2, abdomen soft, non tender, except for mild tenderness in the suprapubic area. There's no mass, no guarding, no rebound. Neurological examination is unremarkable. A laboratory evaluation. Unfortunately, no biopsy or cultures were taken. According to the history, interventional radiology felt that the abscess was not amenable to drainage. Based on this, patient was started on intravenous ertapenem, E-R-T-A-P-E-N-E-M, 1 gram IV daily, and it will be continued on that Follow-up CT pelvis is pending. Patient strongly encouraged follow-up with gynecology. In the future, labs will be taken on a regular basis, and the patient will follow up with you on completion of IV antibiotic therapy. New paragraph. Thank you for allowing me to participate in care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and education.